MMA meltdown on the Fight Network continues. I said it to Costa Rica, where the premier combat sport odds maker in the business resides, along with like a million other odds makers and bookmakers. But he's the best. Joey Odessa steps up. And what's up, Joey? How you doing?
What's happening tonight, G?
We're doing all right, Joey. We're doing all right. You know what? We got UFC Manila, Philippines. I always find it interesting when they go somewhere where they haven't been before, especially a country with so much history as a great fighting country, Joey. You know, I mean, great boxing history there, kickboxing, Muay Thai, etc. So it's pretty cool they're going to the Philippines.
Yeah, they're just coming off the big Pacquiao fight too. I guess he's back there, no? I believe he went back this week.
That's right. He went back with his billions, his boat. He took a boat back made of money, going back to the Philippines. I don't think Pacquiao's going to be at this fight. But got Edgar and Faber as the main event, Joey. I like to make an argument for Faber, but I really can't. You know, maybe I guess if he sort of catches him, but Frankie Edgar somehow survived those wars. The grueling war with Gray Maynard that destroyed Maynard's career. Then he got through the tough losses against Benson Henderson, and he sort of got that second win, that ninth life right now. He's only 33 years old. I still think he's got some gas left in his tank. I just think he's better all around. But, hey, man, he's a minus 400 favorite. What the hell are you going to do with that?
Yeah, I tell you, I thought they threw him a softball with BJ Penn, not to take anything away from Penn. But, you know, Penn's so late in his career, and then he went out there and they just tore Swanson apart. I mean, he looked like he was totally reached the fountain of youth again. I mean, he is 33, but he's got 22 fights, and all of them have been real hard on him. I mean, Henderson twice, Maynard, three times, Penn three times. We saw how, Gray Maynard's look lately. I mean, those fights, they take a lot out of you.
Yeah, and you look at Benson Henderson. Benson Henderson's a big guy, somebody that's fought at a buck 70 before. That, you know, to me, that's why I wonder, can Faber really hurt Edgar? Edgar's taking shots from dudes that are weighing 170 pounds in the octagon. Luke Barnett and Mark Munoz, all due respect to Mark Munoz, and I don't even think Luke Barnett's that good. He's okay, but yeah, he's kind of disappointing. I mean, he's kind of underachieving. He shouldn't have lost to Narvaez, and he did. He lost to Strickland as well, but it's hard to trust Munoz. It's kind of a short price there, Joey, with Luke Barnett at minus 165.
Yeah, I tell you, I thought against Strickland, I needed Strickland, and Barnett lost to Strickland, but I thought that you could make a case for him winning that fight. Well, who knows? He just hasn't really done much of anything. He just doesn't show that killer instinct. I don't know what's up with him. Lost three in a row. I mean, granted, he lost to some talent, but I thought the last one, you know, against that Carnero, I thought he was going to beat him. Got himself choked out. You know, he beat Boats. You know, no disgrace losing to Weidman, but prior to that, leaving and, you know, go all the way back to 2011 when he beat Maya. I don't know. I just think that Munoz is, you know, like you said, I don't like to say hard to trust the guy, but he just hasn't shown
at
me
this
anything
stage in
recently.
His career. And you know, Joe, yeah. you're never a fan of a fighter that says before it's his last fight, right?
Yeah. Plus, not just that. I mean, I saw them recent picture of these guys all hanging out at the table, and if I'm not mistaken, I saw Munoz and Barnett at the same table eating. And that never helps for a guy that you want to get a little fire under his ass, you know?
Yeah, that's a little bit strange. I actually liked a couple of the first fights of the night here, Joey. I like Nolan Tickman. Minus 215. I saw a lot of the MMA websites are on Yao. I like Tickman here. Much more experience, better competition. This Yao guy's 1-2. The only fight he's ever won was against a guy that was 0-0. You know, like, I like Tickman in that fight. I'd like to go against Hoistin Wee early in the card, but not getting enough value with the underdog guy right there. But how about here's an underdog here with Jing Lang, Joey, against Diego Lima. Should Diego Lima be minus 185? You and I are always talking about how people confuse the Ferrari brothers. They might confuse the Lima brothers as well, as Douglas is better than Diego.
I think they do every time out. I would have to go with Lee there. So I agree with you on Tickman. I mean, the price... You know, I'm not good with those fight pass early prelims. I mean, something crazy always happens. But, I mean, you got to like Pickman, and you almost got to like that Roland and, you know, a bunch of names, Zangsha, and I think that both those guys can win. You know, I like this card. It's, going at 4 a.m. Eastern time, which means a lot of people are going to be sleeping. You're not going to see a lot of these, you know, these early line moves, late line moves. You know, you might be able to catch guys on stage at some of these sports books just not paying attention.
They're not moving. You know? These early fights haven't moved. Maybe they will now because you and I are talking about it. But, you know, me and Paul Shaughnessy had a fight. We talked about this on the radio, actually. Especially this card. No one's talking about this card. It's flying under the radar. And, you know, there hasn't been a lot of line movement. I think Pickman should be a little bit bigger of a favorite. Now, I got to be honest, Joey. I'll confess here. At first glance, I thought that Liping Zhang was the werewolf. It's the warrior. It's not the werewolf. That's Tekken Zhang. I confused my Zhangs, I'll admit it. Cajun Johnson and the warrior Zhang. You got any take on that fight? We only got about a minute left here, though.
I would go to the Pang. I mean, he's 9-8, but I think he's, we got the right favor here, but I'm not a big fan of Johnson here. I think Lapang wins. You know, again, you know, people don't know what to bet unless you tell them. You know, unless you give them some insight. So they're waiting on these preview shows. You know, a lot of these lines might move afterwards, but some of these favorites, you know, there's a lot of pick-em fights on this card right now.
You know, we got 30 seconds. How about Adiva as an underdog, plus 300? I'm talking to a lot of people that like that one, Joey.
Yeah, I mean, there's, again, you know, when I say there's a lot of pick-ems on this card, Adiva, if I had a gun in my head, I'd have to take Adiva. And, you know, I would, you know, it pains me. I would bet that Felipe Nova, too.
Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. Joey, I wish we had more time. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. You should drop your phone in the sink more often while shaving. Sounded better than ever. Check out Joey's new website, odessa.com. There's Joey Odessa. We got to get out of here. Come back with our videos in a week.